Hello, everyone, and welcome to Grandpa's Tales of Terror. Poor Nicholas, he doesn't know what to do with his hands. Maybe he should sit on them. Sometimes I don't know what to do with mine either. Let's continue with Knuckle, Chapter 4. Now close your eyes and let your imagination carry you into a world of fear and horror. When Patricia got home from work, she saw the girls sitting at the kitchen table coloring. Walking up to them, she asked where their dad was. They replied that he was in the bedroom closet. Walking to the bedroom, she opened up the closet door, turned on the light, and there was Nicholas sitting in the corner. Patricia walked up to him and asked what was wrong. Nicholas told her about what happened at work with Gertie's accident. She asked what he did. He explained that he had a mouthful of food when Gertie asked him how his day was going, so he gave her a thumbs up. Then immediately after that, it happened. She bent down and gave Nicholas a hug. He told her he was going to take the week off and stay home until they met with the tarot card reader. But if the reader turned out to be like the others, they still won't know what's happening. Slowly they stood up, Nicholas leaning on Patricia, and they made their way to the kitchen to start supper. Going to bed that night, Nicholas dreamt of everyone who had an accident. But they weren't accidents, his dream kept telling him, that it was his fault. They all got hurt because of him. Now their lives are ruined forever. Suddenly, his dream went dark. He was on some sort of street or alley. The old lady that was in his previous dream was on the other side. She pointed at him, just like last time, and mumbled something that he could only pick out certain sounds. The buildings began to shake, the old woman's voice getting louder. Then he opened his eyes. Patricia was shaking him again, saying that he was having a nightmare and was screaming. Nicholas did not know what to say. It was Saturday. And after breakfast, the girls had a babysitter come over to watch them for a couple of hours as Nicholas and Patricia made their way to the tarot card reader. Walking up to the private residence, Nicholas pressed the doorbell. The door was solid oak, looking like it was something from a time very long ago. A deadbolt was heard being unlocked, then the large door slowly opened. An older woman's face appeared and asked if they were Nicholas and Patricia. They both said yes. She invited them in, seated them at a table, and asked if either one would like a coffee or a glass of water, to which they both politely declined. The reader sat down at the table and started shuffling a deck of cards. She told them the name of the deck that she was using, continuing, saying the deck has to connect to you and you connect to the deck. The artistic imagery on the cards reflects you, your thoughts, feelings, and the cards know that. After shuffling the cards one more time, she handed them to Patricia and asked her to think of what questions she wanted answered and to shuffle the cards for a few seconds. Once the cards were shuffled and put back on the table, the reader then asked Patricia to split the cards into three piles. She explained to Patricia that the three piles represent past, present, and future. Tarot is about exploring your unconscious self and put a meaning to random events that may have happened or will happen in your life and can help to explore one's spiritual path. After the reading, the reader gave thanks and started to shuffle the cards again. Patricia was happy with the reading due to the future card possibly giving meaning to the funding that they are looking for from the government to keep programs going in the school district. After shuffling the cards for a few minutes, the reader told Nicholas to concentrate on what he would like to explore. She handed Nicholas the cards and he shuffled them for a bit, then put them on the table. The reader asked Nicholas to split them into three piles. Once done, she explained again about the past, present, and future. The first card that Nicholas turned over from the first pile was the Nine of Swords reversed. The reader began explaining that the card deals with the mind, understanding, and rationality. Looking at it, she explained that something from the past is causing him stress, anxiety, and he may be having nightmares that are unexplainable and terrorizing. The next card Nicholas turned over was the Three of Swords. The reader looked at the card but didn't say anything. She gestured to Nicholas to turn over the last card, which was the Tower. Both Nicholas and Patricia could see that something was troubling the reader. Before Nicholas could ask anything, the reader removed herself from the table and went into another room. Nicholas and Patricia just sat there. After a few minutes, the reader came back with a different set of cards. The cards, she explained, were used for a curse tarot spread. The Gothic cards were shuffled by the reader, then by Nicholas. Once placed on the table, she asked Nicholas to divide the cards into six piles. The first card overturned was the Nine of Swords, same as in the previous reading. The reader explained that there definitely was negative magic, and it signified that there is a curse at work. As the remaining cards were overturned, they showed that the curse was revenge motivated, that it came from the past, and the attacker was angry and unforgiving. Both Nicholas and Patricia were silent. Finally, Patricia asked the reader how they might find out what the curse is or how to get rid of it. The reader reached into her pocket and handed them one of her business cards. She told them to go to the address written on the back to find out more, but it would cost them dearly. Nicholas, before they left, asked why she was helping them when the others would not. She simply replied that she had been helped by someone before, so she was doing what she needed to do, no matter the consequences. As Patricia and Nicholas stood on her doorstep, Nicholas asked her what the consequences were. The reader merely replied that it was not a concern of theirs and closed the door. Standing there, the two of them made their way to the sedan and the outside light was turned off. The reader watched them through the living room window as they left, clutching the pentacle pendant she wore around her neck. She then went upstairs to get ready for bed. Coming out of the bedroom, she thought she heard something or someone downstairs. Standing at the top of the stairs, she listened and heard nothing. As she turned to head to the bedroom, the old woman in Nicholas's dreams was standing there, her finger pointing at her. Nicholas was dreaming. He was in the alley or street again, just like the last dream. Only difference was there were no cars. Instead, there was a horse-drawn wagon coming towards him and passing him as the wagon made its way down the cobblestone street. When it passed, the old lady again was on the other side pointing. This time, however, he was able to hear a couple of words that she was saying, but they were not in English. It definitely was a different language. Then, the tarot card reader was standing beside him. The old woman was now pointing at her and walking towards her. Nicholas told the tarot card reader to walk away from the old woman, but she couldn't. She couldn't move. Nicholas was getting frightened and kept telling the reader to go and run, but she couldn't move. Then he was yelling at her, the old woman moving closer and closer. Just as the old woman was about to touch the tarot card reader, Nicholas woke up. He was sweating and breathing as if he had gone on a run. Patricia was snoring gently beside him. Getting up, he went to the washroom, splashed water on his face, changed his pajamas, and climbed back into bed. After breakfast, the girls went and played outside. Nicholas told Patricia about the dream. After refilling their coffee cups, Nicholas brought out the card that the reader had given them and looked at the address. She didn't provide a phone number or a business name for this place. Calling the tarot readers, he told Patricia that he wondered if this place might be open on a Sunday. After a few rings, the call was answered. Nicholas asked to speak to the reader. The voice on the other end told him that she was not available and may not be available ever. Then the voice asked who was calling. Nicholas told the person that they had been there yesterday for a reading and he just had a question. The voice told him that the reader was her grandmother and that she had suffered a horrible accident. Patricia saw Nicholas's face drain and turned white. Nicholas asked what had happened. The granddaughter told him that she had fallen down her stairs sometime yesterday, broke her neck, and now she was paralyzed. Nicholas offered condolences and hung up. He told Patricia what had happened.